Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are going to go right to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Jennifer Stanley. Jennifer, thank you so much for being patient. Ed just had so much great information to share, and there's so many people interested. But you got a great topic, too, we want to get to. Good morning. Wait, did I lose her? All right, I somehow lost Jennifer. I thought I brought her up, but I must have. I don't think I hit something wrong, but it's always possible. So let's, Jennifer wants to talk to us about the Bighorn Sheep Festival, and I'm sure that's her calling us back. And as soon as they make sure it's her, I will go right to the phone because this is such a fun thing. I assume that's her, right?
Yeah.
Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
You wait so patiently, and then for some reason I decided to hang up on you.
No problem. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, and thanks for coming on. I'm sorry you're a little late, but we're going to give plenty of time to this. But Ed has so much great information to share about our pheasants that he comes on a couple times a year to talk about it. And he's such a resource that I wanted to make sure we covered that. But you got something kind of fun and important to cover, too. And you're going to talk about another animal that's important to Colorado, and that's the Bighorn Sheep. Before we even get, there's a festival coming up. There's going to be activities, viewing. Before we even get to all that, tell people how the Bighorn Sheep fit into the outdoor culture in Colorado.
Sure. So the Bighorn Sheep, specifically the ram, is our state mammal. And this time of year, it's such a great time to have a festival, a watchable wildlife festival for them because they're at the peak of their rut. So the males, which are the rams, are currently competing for females, and they are known for their head bashing in that competition. So it's a great time to see them and celebrate our state mammal.
No, it really is. It's so spectacular. You know, if I drive down a lot of the canyons, if I see a bunch of cars pulled over, it's almost always because there's bighorn sheep on the cliffs and on the edges. And just watching the way they can maneuver around there is so spectacular. It's just unbelievable. But they're such a majestic animal. And then when they're a rut, like you said, those rams, and it just echoes down the canyon. And you're going to have a festival where people can learn about them and actually see them there, right? Or hopefully see them.
Yeah, hopefully they'll show. On Saturday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we'll be in the city of Georgetown with our annual Bighorn Sheep Festival. And we'll have lots of activities going on, including viewing the sheep. We'll have Colorado Parks and Wildlife volunteers set up at the visitor center with spotting scopes to help folks see them on the hillside across I-70. And they have shown up every year. And last year, they even got to see the males clashing and bashing.
It's really, really sounds like a fun time. And I see you scheduled it out a couple of weeks knowing that you'd get past this bad weather and you'll have perfect weather, right?
I hope so. You know, Georgetown in November, anything can happen with the weather. But hopefully we'll get some sunshine and calm winds.
But the weather doesn't affect the sheep much. They're used to it. They're going to be out there doing their thing, especially this time of the year. And it can be spectacular. Tell us more about some of the activities. I understand there's going to be a Facebook page photo contest.
That is correct. So folks can go to facebook.com/Georgetown Bighorns and submit any kind of bighorn sheep pictures from around the state on the Facebook page. And winners will receive prizes from Parks and Wildlife and Georgetown, and they can submit photos until November 2nd. And winners are decided by a public vote through the Facebook page.
No, it sounds great. And then there's a lot of activities, family-based and individual-based, that aren't all just bighorn sheep. Tell us about some of those.
Sure. So some of the family activities we have planned are the Bighorn Hokey Pokey. So we will have a dance in Strauss Park, and we'll learn all about sheep behavior while we do that. We'll also have wildlife crafts and face painting at the library from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So kids can come and make bighorn sheep puppets and horns out of paper plates. And then new this year for kids, we are going to have a new mascot. His name is Wilder, and he's from Great Outdoors, Colorado. And Wilder is kind of a combination between a Yeti and a mountain goat. And he reminds all of us of that imaginative play outdoors that we all need to stay healthy and happy. So he'll be on the Library Park stage, and you can take a photo with him.
No, you're absolutely right. It's just great to get the kids anything. You know what? Our motto on this show is give them a tackle box, not an Xbox. But anything,
yes.
Anything that gets them off the couch and outdoors. And, you know, once you introduce youth to the outdoors, a lot of time it becomes part of their life. But you got to get them out there. In addition to that, you're going to have, I understand you got to have shooting, archery and shooting also.
Yeah, so every year we set up an archery range across the parking lot from the visitor center where families, kids, parents, anyone who would like to can try their hand at shooting a bow and arrow. And we'll have volunteers there from 10 a.m. to noon and then 1 to 3 p.m. And then they'll be shooting at black targets and a 3D target as well.
And then also you have rifle shooting, I believe. Is it air rifles or 22s?
So we don't have that this year. It'll just be our archery range with the bow and arrows.
All right. I know you've had that in the past, but there's a lot going on, too. And I believe the city of Georgetown kind of pitches in and takes part, don't they?
Oh, they do, absolutely. So this is a great partnership between Parks and Wildlife and the city of Georgetown. And another nice new piece this year is we have Bighorn Crossing signs that businesses around town will be posting in their windows. And folks who are there for the festival, if they see those Bighorn Crossing signs, they can go in and the retailers will be giving discounts on their merchandise during the festival.
And I also understand there's some historic tours.
Yes. So that is another activity with the Hotel de Paris, and they will be doing tours from 10 to 4, and that's about $10 per adult for a ticket to get in and see the hotel.
And that's one of the, you know, except for the vendors like that, everything else, the viewing, the educational things are all free, right?
That is correct. So there's no general fee to be at the festival, just to do the tours, or there will be some vendors set up in Strauss Park selling some things during the festival. So if you'd like to take a souvenir home, you can.
I also heard there might be s'mores at a campfire.
Yes. So after our Hokey Pokey with Wilder and our mascot, Albert the Bighorn Sheep, you can warm up by a campfire for some gourmet s'mores.
No, it sounds like just a great, great family activity. I mean, what a place to go get outdoors. And Georgetown isn't that far up the hill. You can be there quickly from the metro area. Is information about all this on a Facebook or a webpage where people can go access it?
Yes. So if you go to the Georgetown Facebook page, you'll see all the information about the festival and, again, for that photo contest.
All right. And again, the date is 11 to 9, or is it restricted to certain? I'm sure there's things going on all the time, but when are the main hours?
Sure. So the main hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and all activities will be taking place during that time slot.
It just sounds like a great time, especially, as I said earlier, that you picked a day that we know is going to have incredible weather.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful time to be in the Rocky Mountains this time of year.
Well, and you know what? Even if it gets a little cold or wintry, everybody that lives here should have some winter clothes. Put them on. And just seeing, if you've never seen the Bighorn Sheep or if you want to see them and learn about them, they're just incredible. I mean, what a majestic animal. And to see them in their natural element. And how do you run across a cliff that I couldn't even stand on and butt heads with another one and not fall?
Yes, it's pretty spectacular what they can do up there. And hopefully we'll get to see them clashing this year as well.
All right, November 9th and on the Georgetown Facebook page. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me, Terry.
All right, that's Jennifer from Parks and Wildlife. Great activities. You know, we do two park segments at least every week on this show, and sometimes it involves fishing and hunting and regulations, or we feature a park or a place that the activity is going on, but Parks does so many activities that you just need. This is an outdoor state, folks. Get out. Have some fun. Take advantage of it. We'll be back with more Outdoors on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.